Hello and welcome, Brave Dreamer, to the USU podcast. If you are up to big things and looking to birth your vision, you are so in the right place. I'm Julie Riesler, also known as America's Life Designer, and I'm the author of Get a PhD in You, founder of the Life Designer Coach Academy, and I'm gratefully host of this show. I'm also a mentor to hundreds of other entrepreneurs and a gal high on the intuitive spectrum. In this show and in my community, you're going to find huge-hearted, ambitious individuals just like you. Those courageous enough to follow their dream with a desire to live a life that is designed by their heart, not by fear. Whether I'm sharing a conversation with a fellow entrepreneur, leading expert, or spiritual luminary, or hanging with you solo, my goal is the same: to help guide you back to your authenticity, your worthiness, your right to full health and well-being, your intuition, your biggest dreams, and your ability to be, do, or have whatever the F lights you up most. Oh, and if your USU is eager to discover more about your own intuitive superpowers, then you gotta take my free intuition quiz. Go to julieriesler.com/free quiz to unlock your intuitive type and learn to manifest your best life. From my heart to yours, it is time, my friend, to listen, to honor, to trust, and to start today in any small way you can to embrace and to be your USU. You ready to join me on this journey? Because I am, and I'm so excited to have you here. Let's do it. Hello, hello, beloved USU family. I am so honored, so excited to share with you that this is my 300th episode, and I wanted to do something a little special, a little different, and really to dive into what it has looked like over the years to create this podcast, what it has looked like to stand in my own power at times when I didn't always feel it, and to really create something that feels really from my heart. And hopefully you have felt the impact of this podcast over the last 4 years. And so to honor this 300th episode, I am bringing on one of my most dearest friends, my twinsie, who has also been a coach and helped work with me on my own impact and creating greater miracles in the world. I am joined today. I wanted to have a conversation and really have just a juicy, in-depth talk about all of what goes into stepping into something greater. So I have with me today the wonderful, amazing Reverend Frances Faden, who has been on this podcast before. And I just thought, who better than to bring my dear, dear, dear close friend, Reverend Frances. So I just want to welcome you. Reverend Frances is also the host of the Magnified Miracles podcast, and she is an author of an amazing book, which we can also get into, has an incredible community that is all about elevating your worthiness and miracles. And she is a channel for unconditional love, which she calls Mother Mary, and shows up in all faiths, all religions, and for all of us. So it is such a gift. I'm so excited to have you here because I know when we talk, it's like, whoa, floodgates open. Like it's one of my favorite things is conversations with you. So I'm excited to just chat about what has gone on to get to 300, to the 300th episode, and just to talk about making an impact on a bigger way. So yay, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you, Julie. It's so great to be here and to celebrate 300. Woohoo! That's awesome. That's amazing. And I know that number 3 is really important to you. So I think this is going to be a really significant, not only in this episode, but moving forward. I think it's going to be amazing. And I'm so happy to be here to celebrate your journey.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I think actually it'd be kind of neat because I know both of us, I love numerology. I love looking at the deeper meaning really behind everything and anything, but especially when there are symbols or numbers. And, you know, my understanding with 3 and 0, well, I know 0 is all about the infinite possibilities.
Yeah.
And 3, I believe, brings in that energy of, I always think of mind, body, spirit. There's so much that evolves and that lives in this world that's in the 3, in the triangle. And so know if you want to add that to that. I know you love it too.
Yeah, I wish I actually knew a lot more about numerology than what I do know. I look at more patterns and symbols and things like that. And as you were speaking, you know, the books I've read was like three, I think that has to do with communication and, you know, all this other stuff. But immediately what I saw in my mind's eye was a number eight with a like slice down the middle. And that's the number three. And I know that number eight is the infinity symbol. And so I'm like, oh, I wonder what the connection is between those. I don't actually know. I just saw it right now in my mind's eye. I was like, I wonder what the connection is between the three and the eight, between the infinity energy and the three vibration. What you just said, it body, mind, spirit, it's kind of that trinity energy. So there's definitely a connection. I don't know. That's the first time I've ever seen that.
Yeah, I love it. All right. We just went in the deep end of the pool. I'm so happy. I'm so excited. We got a vision. We got eight, which is one of my fave numbers with the infinity sign cut in half. So if you're listening already, isn't this fun? We're going to like go all places. We don't even know. We're just going to see where this goes. Yes. Oh my gosh. Love it. Well, I think back to, it was about 4 years ago when I started, and, you know, I want to honor when I began this, I'd had the privilege of being on Hal Elrod's podcast, the Achieve Your Goals podcast, and just saw what a powerful difference that he's making in the world. And then getting to be on as a guest, actually got to be on twice, but this was right as I'd started mine. And just remember thinking, wow, if I could have like real in-depth conversations and help people like what he's doing, so I was so inspired by Hal. And I had my dear friend, Doug Sandler, who started the Nice Guys on Business. They had me on as a guest, and I just saw, wow, you can make such an impact. And then from there, you know, that voice that just I've learned to trust was like, you need to do this. And I remember thinking, all right, I've never started a podcast. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know who I'm going to interview. What am I even going to talk about? I mean, I certainly am verbal. I can talk, but as everyone knows, if you're tuning in, you know, I have a lot to say. And it's funny. I remember I had talked to Hal a little bit about his experience. And I remember I talked to Doug, and Doug said, Julie, just make a commitment to at least, whether it's, I'm going to do one episode a month, for a year, like just make a goal, make a commitment to something that feels like, you know, you're going to commit to that and then you'll reassess. And I thought, okay, I think once a week, that feels a little ambitious, but I'm going to try it. I'm going to do a year. And it's unbelievable to me, 300 episodes, you know, now into it. And anyhow, excited to talk to you because I know we've talked about this too, having your own podcast, the whole world of why podcasting makes such a big difference and, you know, what it's taken. There's been many moments, I know for me, of just stepping into that role of wanting to make a bigger impact, shying away from the term influencer, yet really that is so important to me, is to make a really, you know, be a powerful influence here. You always have questions. So let's just dive in. Let's do it. I'm so excited.
Well, when I met you is one of the things I wanted to ask you about right away. And that was back in 2018 or something like that. And I was like, oh, she's got a podcast. Cool. I really want to talk to her about that. Cause it was something that I had aspired to do. And I had kind of a version of my own back in 2010 that didn't really go anywhere because I didn't really have any support to do it. And I didn't really have the right mindset of what am I doing? I was trying to do what everybody else said to do. And it wasn't until I met you and I saw what you were doing and was like, oh, this is a way to really expand my sense of self. And then I started watching your podcast and listening. I'd be going for a walk. And then somewhere right around the pandemic, you had a really big shift. So your podcast was always amazing, in my opinion. But then something shifted. And right around the beginning of the pandemic, I started seeing these big name guests coming on. I started seeing you. And I was wanting to ask you, like, what happened, Julie? Like, what happened that made it so that you went from interviewing lovely people, which was fine, you know, it was great. I loved everybody. And a lot of those people that you interviewed, I now follow them and that kind of thing. But then something shifted. And, you know, what was it? Was it something that happened in the pandemic? How did you go from being a podcast host into feeling comfortable reaching out to someone like Greg Braden or, you know, some of these big name people? What happened? That's what I've been wanting to ask you.
That's a really good question. Yeah. And it's funny, you know, when I've been in it, sometimes I've forgotten to reflect or to look at that. And I think, I think it's a couple things, you know, and this is, I'm always real and vulnerable. I'm just going to say this though. You know, I think for me, having struggled in the past with putting people on pedestals, with feeling that just brought almost tears to my eyes. So that clearly is something I'm still healing, but, you know, looking at like almost as though, you know, there are certain people that might not be as attainable or have something more than I do. Or I had this sort of belief system. And I think, you know, I could trace back to where that came from, not as important, but I remember that feeling, you know, I started to get, because a lot of these conversations that I'm having, I got to be honest, that one of the biggest gifts about doing this show is it is like part of the time I'm like half the time, like, this is for me. Like I cannot get over how much I'm learning. I love learning. I am truly in that energy of a lifelong learner. And I know that, you know, my listeners also are in that as well. But I was listening to people and thinking, my gosh, what a gift to be able to hear and share and get their stories. And the more I started interviewing, I would have some bigger names that were, you know, trickling in. And I remember this. It was actually, I want to say this started to happen. I remember I interviewed all of the people at the top at HeartMath who are just incredible. And I had interviewed Greg Braden, who I just love his work. And I remember standing there, you know, right where I am right now, having these super heartfelt conversations. This happened with Tara Brach as well. And just feeling like, oh my gosh, from human to human, I am so grateful to be here. And we're just in different places in our life, but I have got to, I want to share this kind of positivity, this kind of upliftment, this kind of energy. There is something oftentimes, and one of the things I've been so thrilled about is many of the bigger names that I've had are just some of the most genuine, authentic, high vibe, big-hearted, spiritual people who also happen to be very successful. And it started to have me see, not only can that be possible, but that we're all human. We're in different parts of our life. And that I just could feel that heart-to-heart connection and felt like I've got to bring in, it's my, I don't know, I almost felt like my duty, it's important to bring in these people that have important messages. And I got more interested in sharing their message and really being that emissary, that conduit, that bridge, than I was in being uncomfortable and reaching out. And so I started to also envision these guests on my show. I would see them, I would feel it. I have, you know, one of my little secrets is I read a lot and I just go and find the author and I'm like, hey, what you up to? I don't really say it that way. Come on my show. Come hang. Let's talk. And it has helped bring down that sense of the pedestal. It has broken those walls. It is such a gift. I can stand and face to face with some of the most well-known authors, speakers, luminaries, really, and just really be in my heart with their heart and get, there is no difference. They're not better than I am. Just like I'm not better than anyone else. We're all here, spiritual beings having a human experience. So this experience of the show and then finding myself reaching out more and kind of shifting my own identity, my own way of seeing this has been one of the biggest lessons, learnings, and growth opportunities.
So beautiful. It's been so beautiful for me to watch that for you, because I remember having the conversation with you and I was like, oh, you should definitely ask this person to be on your podcast. And you were like, me? My podcast? But by seeing like these people who are, you know, quote unquote influencers, that wasn't some big scary thing. It's like, oh, that means that they're willing to share their energy in a bigger way. And that's what, to me, being, you know, the idea of being an influencer, it can sound really egotistical, but what you're seeing is you're hanging out with these people now, so to speak. And it's like, no, they're heart-centered. They're spiritually connected. They're just willing to share their energy in a way that's, you know, bigger, more effective through different mediums, that type of thing. And as that shifts, and this is something that I've gone through with myself in my own podcast, I'm still just being me. But because people consume things differently when it's a podcast or a book or whatever, it shifts people's perception of you. And that can be really helpful if you want to be making, you know, more impact. And it's the thing I've been really admiring about you and watching and saying, wow, Julie, how are you so comfortable in front of the camera? How are you so comfortable in front of the microphone? How are you so comfortable, you know, around people? And I've just being in your energy has been so helpful for me, because it's almost like you're modeling it for me. And there's like this energy of almost osmosis of like, oh, like you would say to me, you know, like, what would it be like to be with Oprah for the day? You know, you would be able to take in her consciousness and her energy without even saying a word. I find for me that that's something that happens for me when I'm around you. It's like you're in this, you know, sphere of people that I also admire, and just your ease and your comfortability and seeing how comfortable you are being like, oh yeah, we're just human beings on the planet here to share our heart. That's been really miraculous for me to witness.
Oh, I'm so touched. That is like heartwarming, melting. And, you know, as you were speaking, I realized that what I'm interested in most, and I really feel this, especially, I just know if anyone listening, like attracts like, is I, like you, I really want to connect in with others that are up to big things. Why? Because look around what's happening in our globe right now, in our planet. You know, we have, goodness, a lot of strife and what's happening over in Ukraine. And I mean, I could go on and on and on. And I am really interested in doing my part to really make an impact. And it's funny, I've struggled with that word influencer, because it has felt, you know, ego, and I realized, whatever, let go of the meaning. It's just a word. You know, it doesn't, if that doesn't speak to you, whoever's listening, like for me, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. I go back to what's really important to me. What's important to me is each of us came here in this one lifetime, this one person, and the chances of that are just absurd. You know, like one in like 140 trillion. I think it's like beyond understandable, comprehensible. I'm really, really curious and interested and passionate about us all tapping into these sacred gifts that we all have, into our power that comes from not power over, but power with, about connection at the heart level, about being up to big things, about raising consciousness, about raising your worthiness. I feel like one of the things I'm praying that people have gotten, and that I know it's helped me, is to just get you're worthy because you're worthy, because you're here, because you were born, because you are literally, you know, life breathing itself through you. And that worthiness and getting that you deserve to have a life that you love and that you be self-expressed in and be your youest you. And to see that, like, first of all, thank you for saying that about me. That's part of the gift of interviewing some of these really well-known conscious leaders and luminaries and spiritual, I would say, you know, authors and experts. I get to be in that energy and really get, yeah, this is possible. And let's get that out there, because I want as many people, I want that to be viral. Like, you know, I want that to spread. You get that. Yeah. You know what? No one is better than. Mm-hmm. We're all in our different places and spaces. And, you know, I've been really grateful to just be in that kind of energy. And I think we are influenced by who we're around. I think there's that great quote, the Jim Rohn quote, that we're, you know, the product of the five people we spend the most time around. That's why I love spending so much time with you, because of your energy and your consciousness and that connection to unconditional love. And so, you know, it's been such an interesting journey to step into that. And it's still still a progress and process. So anyhow, I love what you said though about really, really getting it. It's not about comparing or putting people on pedestals. It's about tapping into what matters to you most. And I've realized for me, I'm up to big things, and I want to support people that are up to big things, especially women up to big things and who have that big, you know, dream to birth. I know that we could have a very different existence on this planet.
I love hearing all that. It's so inspiring. So the piece that what's coming up and what I'm hearing is about, identity. So I think, like, if I think about my process and like what's worked for me, I think the biggest thing I had to recognize for myself was, oh, I'm already this. It's just not being presented to the world in a way that they can consume it or understand it, but I'm already this. And whether it's like a podcast or a book or like in your case, like TED Talks or whatever, it's taking who you are already, your youest you, and taking it to that next level so that a lot more people can see, you know, your youest you or whatever it might be. So that identity piece is so important. And especially if you're talking to other women, I think we see ourselves in other people, not in a comparison way of like, oh, I need to be more like her, but it's like, oh, wow, you know, Julie did that, or Susan did that, or this person's up to like, wow, I could do that. And I think that's what's so important about being in a community or having like-minded people around you. You know, there's this myth that we're supposed to be able to do it by ourselves, and especially does not work for women. We tend to grow best when we're surrounded by, you know, other like-minded people, because we, again, we take it in energetically, and then it's easier for us to step into that identity when we know we have other people that are also stepping into that identity at the same time. It's like everybody rises up at the same time.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. I so, so connect to what you're saying. And I think also getting, not only is it, it's not something to feel bad about. I mean, community, we rise, right? Like all tides rise or all boats rise with a rising tide, something to that effect. The point being, in community, what I have found is, and surrounding yourself with people that can mirror back what you feel and know to be true about yourself, has been instrumental for my own life in changing and growing. And I do think this whole piece about identity is what we're talking about at the core. So that is often the work to be done, right? Is how, you know, how do you see yourself? And even when the world can't see it yet, what helps me with that, I would say, you know, in coaching, I talk a lot and teach a lot about the both and, you know, this idea of holding two polarities. It's that idea that we're both individuated expressions of the divine, and we're also part of the collective consciousness. And so for me, what's helped a lot is getting that, you know, that I am standing here to make an impact, up to big things, to help as many people as I can, to be of service, to really be a stand for being your authentic self, your youest you. And there's a greater, to me, I can feel a greater spiritual nudge or calling to do that. And a lot of what I've had to, or I've chosen to do, is to just decide, I'm here, I'm going to make a decision. I'm doing this. I'm going to talk about what it means to, you know, get a PhD in you, why that's important, why we need to study ourselves, why you know, being your youest you is actually good for your health and can change your mind, body, spirit. And I would just know that and see that and decided that. And I didn't know how the TED Talks would happen. You know, I didn't know when I started my business, single mom, I had no savings. I had nothing. I literally started from like total scratch. And I just really followed that inner nudge. It was like, you got to do this. I knew, I just thought, I want to help more people. And I didn't know I'd write a book or start a podcast. And I didn't know how that would happen financially. And to be honest, it's one of the lessons that I've learned is how to do that in a way that is a win-win, not where I'm just, yeah, you know, where I'm making it a win-win. So it's a huge lesson in really getting who you are, getting clear on your identity, and then being willing to decide, okay, this is my heart. This is who I am, and how, and allowing something greater to move you and to help nudge you so that you can step into it. And I do think community is one of the best ways to be supported.
Okay, just pausing briefly to share about something that could be just what you're seeking. If your youest you is calling out to fulfill a greater purpose, to help others get unstuck and actualize their greatness, then you gotta check out my Life Designer Coach Academy certification program. This is a world-class 4-month live virtual premier coach certification for aspiring and current coaches who want to learn the proven tools, techniques, practices, and coach methodology infused with an integrative approach of mind-body science, positive psychology, and the healing arts. This certification program is taught by yours truly and is an amazing global course that will most definitely help you become a powerful life coach. I teach and share what I've learned in my decade of experience getting my master's degree in coaching, being on the Georgetown University faculty in their coaching program, and coaching hundreds of ambitious leaders, executives, entrepreneurs, and influencers. To learn more, go to julieriesler.com/certification. Okay, back to the interview.
Yeah, I can see that with myself and, you know, with everybody that I know and that I work with as well. So one of the things I was thinking about when you were talking was this whole idea of this U is to you. I love this. I love the whole thing of the U is to you. And everyone's like, oh, the U is to you. But as I've known you and as I've been observing myself, it seems like there's like levels of that. Like part of it is discovering it. Like, oh, I thought I was this, but I'm actually a little bit more this. And it's like kind of that thing. But then I think there does come a point where it's like, okay, I'm my meest me. I'm feeling really good about it. And now it's taking that to the next level. And that's where I have found being willing to step into how can I have a greater impact? Not like how can I have a greater impact, but there's, you know, whether we want to admit it or not, there's energy coming through us all the time. And so the question is like, how much energy am I going to allow to come through me? You know, how much of my meest me, which I think is really source energy, am I willing to, you know, let come out in the world? And I'm curious, have you seen that? Like there's kind of this level of, there's discovering your U is you, but then there's this other part of like, okay, now let me step into a bigger version of my meest me. And that's where, you know, something like a podcast or changing the way you're doing your business if you're an entrepreneur or whatever it is, that you can make some tweaks to I call it in my language as an interfaith minister, it's like allowing more grace to come into your life and through you.
Mm. Yeah, this is a really, really great question and topic. And it's interesting. One of the spiritually enlightened information that I often are, you know, that I listen to, I'm a big fan also of Abraham Hicks. I listen quite a bit to Esther, who channels Abraham anyhow. And they talk about this idea of widening the hose. And I think about, you know, it's a capacity. We're talking about capacity here. We're talking about the ability to allow more in. And so I think that it's kind of multidimensional in a way, right? So starting for me, even just leaving my corporate day job, right? Like single mom, day job with benefits, made the decision right at that moment. That was being my meest me. And then, you know, and this is why I really believe in having a spiritual and a mindfulness practice, tuning in, connecting in to source energy, to your heart, however that looks, and then allowing that to keep expanding. And so if I believe we're really listening or tuning in or asking these questions, how can I serve at a bigger level? What does my heart love here? How might I, you know, really add more value from that place of intention and pure intention? What I've seen and felt is a widening of that hose, that ability. And I think it is connected 100% because we are energy, to allow more energy to come in, to come through. And being okay when it feels like the hose, I'd like it to be bigger and it's not yet. And that's a whole other conversation. And how do you, you know, you could think about it as that hose or just, you know, that capacity to receive. And I think it's connected to receiving. And I've certainly, Lord knows, done a lot of work. I'm still, you know, working on myself around that. I've seen a huge shift over the last few years. And it's that willingness to receive more, to be more visible, to allow that grace, allow source energy, allow the divine to come through me as me, or to come through you as you, to be that channel. And I just, it's such an important conversation because I do think we're always evolving. And so who my meest me is today, you know, I hope in a year I am like, my hose is way bigger. I just think how much water is going to come out then. I don't know. We should all, maybe not. I don't want to like flood the city I live in, but you know, I see that as a constant evolution. The more that we're awake, aware, and really looking at, okay, what's holding that back? What are the kinks in the hose? What are ways that I can receive and give more? Because the more I can receive, the more I can give. And it's to me, that feels like the law of circulation.
Yeah. So I want to talk about blessings. Can we talk about blessings?
Oh yeah. Let's go to blessings.
Because you know me. So I'm all about blessings. And when you were talking earlier about, you know, you interview these people and you're really the one that's learning. I want to talk about what it's like when you give yourself the gift of being able to step into being a bigger version of yourself. And, you know, podcast is one way, and this is what we're celebrating today is this process. And you really mentored me in being able to step into mine. And I'll just share with people my podcast, the Magnify Your Miracles podcast. I do it totally different than anybody else's podcast. I do it the way that works for me. I talk about books. I only bring on guests that I really want to talk to that are usually authors of the books that I love. I do meditations. I talk about the topics I want to talk about, and I make it fun for me. And I think that's what's made it successful. So I think I'm on like 125 episodes. I'm somewhere around that. But just today I was interviewing somebody and I love his book. And as I was reading that book, I was like, wouldn't it be amazing? And he's like 85. And he was so grateful to get to be on my podcast. But everything he was saying that was like for the audience, it was a message for me. It was really a message for me. So I want to talk about a couple of the blessings that I've received. And then I want you to talk about some of your blessings too. Of like, yes, it makes sense strategically, marketing wise, all that stuff. But it's also a really fun way to play with the universe is to have a podcast, have a book, do a TED talk, do whatever you can do to kind of like be a little bit bigger version of yourself, your USU. And so I had a dream that I wanted to have clients, you know, all over the world. And I've been doing my work of energy readings and coaching, success coaching, everything that I've been doing. I've been doing it for a long time. And when I started my podcast 2 years ago now, or a year and a half, 2 years ago, it was taking what I was already doing, but it put it in a consumable form where people were listening to it when they were making dinner. They were listening to it when they were at the gym. They were listening to it when they were driving in their car. And it created this sense of intimacy with me so that when they would call me and now they're ready to work with me or whatever, it's just like, oh my God, I get to talk to you. And I was like, it's like, yeah, it's just me, you know, it's okay. But there is something magical that happens through that particular medium that helps you to connect and have kind of this intimacy. And I've had so many blessings from people connecting with me from all around the world saying, I was in a really hard spot and I listened to your meditation. So it lets me know that my purpose is, it's happening even if I don't know, even when I'm sleeping, you know, my purpose is out there and it's happening. And then I've gotten to be blessed by the guests and the topics and the books. And it's just, for me, it's been the most fun way for me to step into that, you know, USU energy. And so I'm wondering for you, I'd love to hear some of your blessings. I mean, I know some of the blessings that you've gotten to have some of these big name people, but I also know there's been a whole bunch of other things that have gone on.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love what you were sharing. There are times I'm like, you know what, divine intelligence, you gave me this wisdom to do this in part to heal myself. And some of the blessings I would say on a personal level, I mean, I remember, gosh, I think it was Rob Wergen who had reminded me that we have 500 million new cells that are generated every day in our body. You know, the conversation with Greg Braden about human potentiality, with Tara Brach about like really being compassionate to yourself. Amy Porterfield recently, who's like, girl, you're going to keep reiterating and learning. And that's how good. And I'm like, all right, if you're saying that, there are so many, it's almost hard to like, I mean, there's hundreds. And I often I have notes and notes for myself. So the blessings of just, especially in my own evolution and healing, and I pray and you know, always hope my intention. And I always set an intention. I don't usually record it. And I think I'm going to start doing that now after 300, 301. It's always that my, you know, I really feel everyone listening, we're in soul family together, truly. Even if I don't know you yet, I know if you're here, I know that we're here on divine appointment. I feel that. I believe that. I saw myself doing this when I was 7 and 8. I would see myself, you know, in my backyard with a camera and a big mic, and I was interviewing people. I mean, I just, like many of us, fell in love with Oprah and was like, all right, how do I just want to tell amazing stories, and I want to lift people, and I want to show what's possible, the best of the best of, you know, of humanity, and what we can all find this highest level in ourselves. So, you know, getting to do that has been, it just felt incredible because it feels like what I was doing when I was little. And my prayer has always been, may this bless everyone, because it blesses me so much. Just in the heart-to-heart connection, the ability to hear things that sometimes people don't know. I just, you know, interviewed Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor for the second time about her brilliant book on the four characters of whole brain living. And it has changed my life, those brain huddles. Or Lynn McTaggart around intentions. And we've been part of an intention group. I know intentions can heal. So I love sharing that we are so powerful. The other piece is just, you know, I had this, when I started, I thought, all right, if I could at least have one person that listens and gets something that really, really feels that their life has changed, I mean, it makes me want to cry. I really did. I thought, all right, if I could just at least, I hope it's more than one, but you know what? There's this, and I learned this growing up in the Jewish faith, actually, that, you know, to save a life is to save the world. To make a difference in one life is to uplift the entire world. Or if you know that story about the starfish, the person who kept throwing starfish back, and someone walked by and said, what are you doing? There's thousands of starfish on the beach. Why are you throwing them back? And he said, because it makes a difference for that one. And so I really started with that. And I have to say, between, I mean, comments, emails, ratings, which I've just started to really read through again, reviews, but really it's the people that reach out. I got to say, like, just to hear that episode changed my life. This episode gave me the courage to start a business. This one gave me the realization that I can be my meest me. I can leave a marriage that's not working for me. I can step forward and follow my dream. I mean, I get these all the time now, and it's, you know, some of these episodes are on YouTube or on all where you get your podcasts, and then on Insight Timer. So I'm getting comments all the time from all different sources, very gratefully. And I feel like the divine is like, hey, just want you to see it's more than one starfish. And you actually have many starfish, and we all do. And I'm a stand for that. So this has been a blessing. I mean, it's like the blessing that is just, it keeps blessing me, and I pray others more and more. And I started with just please, please let this at least help one. And I think what you also said, I also feel like you've got it. For me, it's about having fun and really talking to people that really, really, that my heart is like, yes, I want to share this. And really coming from that place of, you know, of us all having that mirror that we can be exactly who we are. We can be fully self-expressed. And in fact, that is what's needed. Is your USG. I believe that.
So I'm going to ask you, I asked you this 2 years ago.
Okay.
And you were like, I don't know. And I was like, Julie, you got to help other people do this. You got to help other people do this. You got to help them step into it. Yeah. And you were like, I don't know. Do people really need help with this? I said, yes. You know, not everybody's comfortable on camera. Not everybody knows how to put together a TED Talk. Not everybody knows how to be the person they need to be when they're doing their podcast, you know? And I said, I think you're supposed to mentor people and stepping into becoming an influencer or having a greater impact. And have you finally decided that you're going to do it?
I am stubborn and I learned slowly. So it took 2 years, and you know me well. You know what, actually, I'll tell you what, it finally hit me. I'll just share vulnerably for a moment. I had a lower back issue. I It makes me want to cry. It was really, really overwhelming. And I just, my heart is to anyone who suffered anything in your back, especially, you know, this was a very slight herniated disc situation. And I always have prided myself on being strong and, you know, able and move well. And anyhow, I was overdoing it and in my life and was overdoing it with probably everything, with putting too much time into, not taking enough time off, and energy into business and exercising too much. I didn't even see it until my back gave out on 2-2-2-2. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I believe in signs. I look for signs. I'm like, what is this? And I thought, oh, 2 is the energy of partnership and community and communion. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is about me not doing this myself. This is about tuning and tapping into that energy of greater support. And I have to tell you, it's been one of the biggest blessings. My back is 99% better. And I am somebody who likes to ask. I believe in the whole metaphysical aspect of whatever we're dealing with on the physical plane. I asked my spine, I said, what is going on? And I heard her say, you're putting too much pressure on me. And it just started a whole cascade of, where am I doing this? And where do I want to really stop doing that? And what do I really want to do? And what do I love? And in talking to you, even the 2 years ago and throughout, I realized that, you know, and I love this podcast. I have a coaching certification program I'm in love with. And I realized what really matters to me is to mentor really big-hearted, soulful women that are up to big things, that want to birth their higher self, their USU. And so it took a while, but it was actually my spine. And I saw it. I'm like, that is part of me stepping into my meest me and what's really true for me and a way to make a bigger impact. So finally, 2 years. Am birthing. I feel like it is birthing. And for those who birth something figuratively or literally, it has pains. So I'm grateful my back is better. Yeah. And I'm going to be birthing the Impact Mentorship Program. It's going to be calling in an intimate group of women that, you know, you'll know who you are, that want to birth the big vision. I think of anyone in that category as a brave dreamer. And I'm all about, we need to make your dream come to reality. It is needed. The planet is calling for that. And so thank you for believing in me and for asking, because it has taken a long ass time.
Not really. I'm just teasing you. But yeah, you know, you and I, we're both so intuitive that it's like, I can see it. So yes. Sometimes it takes the material plane a little while to catch up. And of course, you know, there's a pandemic thrown in there for good measure. Right. So yeah, but yay. So it's called the Impact Mentoring Program. I love that.
Yeah, I really want to teach. It's funny, we have talked about this. You know, I don't even usually go into this. I have a whole background. I did on-camera training and improv and theater. And, you know, I have a mom who was an opera singer and a music teacher. So I grew up singing and on stage and camera. And I used to do a lot of commercials and hosting things. And I just, for me, I love expressing that way. And I love teaching how to do that. I took many, many courses on how to be on camera and be yourself and really make an impact with others. And yeah. I just am excited. I want to really be able to teach those skills, to teach if you want to start a podcast, if you want to get the TED Talk. These are things I didn't realize. Like, I just figured everyone knows this or figures it out. And it's taken me some time to realize, no, actually, it's funny. I wouldn't have ever thought to look, oh, that's ironic. What I'm loving and doing could be something I can help others with. So I just feel that there's a need for many more, and I will just say heart-led women that are stepping in and feel safe to do that and feel supported to do that and learn how to self-express in a way that's going to feel good and authentic, that's going to shift their identity and be able to, I just really feel like I want to help mentor them and help them to make a way bigger impact. And I hear it. I feel it. I see it. It feels like, you know, the candle we each have, it's like, I just want to light a lot more candles that can light candles from there and spread a lot more light here. It's what's needed. Yeah.
Yay, yeah. That's amazing. I'm so glad. Yay.
Finally. Finally. It's coming together. Yeah. And I, you know, I think with this, I've led many groups before. I love men too. I'll say, as a female or anyone who identifies as female, I saw it when I worked in my corporate day job. I'm going to be honest. I mean, I was not paid the same as the others that worked with me who were male. I saw a difference there. I saw different opportunities, and I want to really support women to step fully and into their worthiness and impact and influence and identity, and to do. I know that part of that is feeling safe and feeling supported. It's needed. And I mean, you probably can see it too. It's like there is whatever that dream is, I really believe, whatever you have, if you're, you know, in listening, you have something you know that you're meant to do. I really feel like that is life with a capital L tapping you and saying, can we do this together, please? Because we all have free will. That's why I think having, you know, someone to mentor you, community, is crucial to have the support, because you'll never have another chance. And I have always said, I would be devastated to get, hopefully in my 90s or 100s, I would be devastated to get to that last moment where I didn't fully do my part and helped others to do it. So yeah, it is I'm excited to birth this one.
Yay.
Yeah. No midnight feedings, which is so much easier. Oh, no more midnight feedings. And the program will be 9 months, because I really believe in that cyclical, that birthing process. Doesn't happen overnight. So yeah, just excited that I can still sleep through the night.
Well, how can people find out about it if anyone's listening and they want to find out about it?
Yeah. So the easiest thing to do is go to my website and go to julieriesler.com. If you haven't checked it out, please go hang there, send your love. You can always connect with me. And then there's a tab that says private mentorship. And then in there, it'll have everything you can learn about the Impact Mentorship Program. And would be honored for anybody. I'm going to be starting with applications and just getting interest. And so check it out. If that feels aligned, please do submit your info and let me know. I would be honored. It's been one of the biggest gifts of this podcast are all the incredible souls that I've met in many different ways. So if that's meant to be, that we're going to work together and I'm going to connect and help you, then, you know, all in divine timing.
Awesome. Yay.
So fun. Well, I just want to thank you, Frances, for just you being a stand. It's been so much fun to watch you totally flourish as your youest you, and to watch what's the divine just expanding herself through you, and to see that you're at 125 episodes plus. I remember when you had just started like talking about it, and just your incredible wisdom and who you are in the plan and who you are for me. All I'm going to say is I feel so blessed, and I would encourage everyone, find people that uplift you, that see you, that can hold that mirror, and that have got you. And that it is about connection and collaboration and community. I pray we're over the competition era. It's done. It's dead. I am not about it. I am about uplifting one another. And you are so that for me. And I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. And right back at you. And I'm just going to put this out there for all the introverts that are out there going, I'd love to do that, but I'm an introvert. I'm a big introvert myself. And so you can still have a big impact and still take really good care of yourself and have your downtime, and you can design it that way. So don't be scared. If you're feeling called, I really encourage you, because, you know, I do work with Mother Mary's energy, and she has just been saying, light workers, step up. Like, now is the time to really do that. And we don't have to go it alone. You know, that's the big myth, is that we have to do it by ourselves.
Well, I love that. And I think also remembering it's about having fun here. Something I learned in this whole spine thing, it's like, have more fun. It's way more fun to do this path with others. So yep. Absolutely, introverted, extroverted, somewhere in the middle spectrum. I just think whatever you're called to do will be exactly what is going to be the growth edge and what's right for you. And so absolutely, to wherever you are, introvert or not, I agree, it's about stepping in and just saying, you know what, I am going to trust my heart and my inner guidance. And that is all we need to know. Who knew we'd be 300? And here we are.
So fun.
Well, I just want to thank you, Robin Francis, my twinsie sister from another mister. And I just want to thank all of you, my beautiful family near and far. I really think of you as a sister or brother. I really do. Makes me want to cry. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for being part of this USU community and family. You can always join. We have the USU podcast community on Facebook. It's free, and share all kinds of really great resources there. Come find me on my website at julieriesler.com. If you're interested in the Impact Mentorship Program, come find me there and fill out an application. And as always, my greatest desire is that you are worthy, you are enough, you have exactly what you need to be your USU. And may this show continue to bless you as you and you, Francis, and everyone has blessed me. So from my heart to yours, love and namaste. I'm so honored to be a part of your journey. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I hope it inspires you to remember who you really are and who you chose to be in this lifetime. If you're interested in becoming your USU, I would love to guide you. Please check out my website for additional information on how we can work together. And if you feel moved, please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so that more big-hearted individuals can find these inspiring conversations. Here's to being and loving your USU.